Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life, brought to you by Gamer Goo. My name is Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Friday, November 27th, 2020. We're finally past Thanksgiving. Hopefully you and your family, if you do celebrate Thanksgiving, had a great holiday. I know we sure did. I ate way too much, as always. I mean, we had, you know, way too much food. Definitely had to have seconds. And then, of course, when the dessert rolled out, I mean, we had a whole table filled with cakes and pies and chocolates and you name it, it was there. It was like its own Thanksgiving meal again. And of course, again, I ate way too much of that. So I practically rolled home from my parents. But we had a good day, you know, watched the parade. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the parade. It was a little bit different than it normally is. You know, seeing the basically crowdless parade going down New York City. But we had it recorded it and kind of zipped through a bunch of it. And, you know, kind of skipping the commercials. But it was good, you know, classic Macy's Day Parade. You know, it felt a little bit off not having those crowds, and they did multiple, like, cut-tos to other areas. Like, I think Dolly Parton at one point was down in Nashville doing a performance. You know, you gotta watch it, right? We even watched Charlie Brown last night. You gotta watch those things, right? It's Thanksgiving, it's the holidays. And now, I don't know if you've been out checking out some of those deals. There's been a lot of deals here out over really this week, but I know today here, Black Friday, there's a lot of things hitting today. Comic books, I know the Comixology always does their big Black Friday deal, so if you're looking to get some comic books, some digital books, now is the time. I want to say even Marvel Unlimited is doing some sort of deal I saw here on Black Friday, so if you're getting into reading some comics, now is a great time to do that, because you can get a lot of deals on a lot of these books and services out there. But a quick little housekeeping here, guys. We don't have a ton here on the plate today. Pun intended, I guess, because, you know, we all ate it on Thanksgiving. Ba-dum-psh, get that. But not a lot going on, obviously, because of the holidays. But we got a couple little things here I do want to discuss. But like I said, a quick little housekeeping here. Don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc. And, of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. And like I've been saying here over the last week or so, Gamer Goo, continuing to support the show. If you're interested in that, it is a great, inexpensive gift for that gamer in your life. Head on over to GamerGoo.com. You can get all the details over there about the product. It's great. It's an antiperspirant for your hands, so you don't have those sweaty hands while you're gaming. And the reason I bring it up is they have a Black Friday deal going that isn't just for Black Friday. It goes to the end of the month. Be sure to use promo code BF20 and you save yourself 20% off your order. So that's only going here now for a couple more days. It's only till the end of the month. So if you're looking and you're kind of out there buying your Black Friday stuff, head on over to GamerGoo.com. Check it out. Use the code BF20 and save 20% off your order today. Now, I do want to talk today. Another thing we watched yesterday was The Christmas Chronicles. We didn't watch the second one, which is actually out on Netflix now. Just came out with Kurt Russell. We watched last year's. And my parents had never seen it, so that's why we said we'd watch it. And man, that movie is such a great movie. I mean, I remember watching it, I guess it was 2018 it came out, so 2 years ago. And we actually skipped it last year. We didn't watch it again. So it had been a while since I'd seen it. And like, the movie just almost immediately became a classic, I think. Like, it's probably one of my go-tos now. Like, we watched it yesterday. My wife and I are like, why didn't we watch this movie again last year? Like, it's fantastic. If you haven't watched it, watch it on Netflix. We wanted to watch the second one yesterday, but just ended up, by the time we got home and all that, we didn't get a chance to. But, you know, I'm going to be honest, like, watching the trailer for the second one, I don't know if it needed to be made, if that makes any sense. I don't know if anybody watched it yet out there. It just seems like they're kind of doubling down on, you know, bring back Kurt Russell to play Santa, because he just plays that fantastically. The young girl in the movie, the first movie, she's back. She's, you know, great. She was great in the first one. But the second one looks like it's more just like a action-packed, oh no, they're trying to take over the North Pole. We got to save the North Pole and Santa and all that. Where the first one actually has a lot of heart to it. Like, I had completely forgotten about the storyline of, you know, the father of the two children of the movie having passed away, and the son is a little bit older, and it's all about him, you know, not believing so much in Santa anymore, but a lot of that is because of his father passing away. And it really has some real touching moments that I kind of forgot about. Where the second one, granted, haven't seen the movie, they may go into that, doesn't seem like it's going to go down that route. So hopefully they did, because I think that's ultimately what makes that first movie. I mean, of course, Kurt Russell is great, Santa. They really kind of blur that line of him being Kurt Russell, this, you know, just crazy kind of over the top action star at some, you know, through the years and some of the movies he's done. But then also being Santa, I think it's pretty neat. But if you haven't seen the first one, definitely watch that with the family. It's good. We also watched last night a documentary on HBO, which we probably could have watched The Christmas Chronicles too, but my kids were just done. They're like, we don't want to watch anything else. They went and started doing their own thing. You know, cause we've been with family all day. So we're like, whatever, you guys go do your thing. And, you know, I had the tryptophan turkey sweats going on. So I was definitely feeling a little bit tired, you know, and I was like, let's just put something kind of mindless on. Well, then we ended up just kind of staying up and watching this. It was on HBO. It had already started, which for whatever reason, our cable service, we still have AT&T now. Every channel is free right now. So like Cinemax, Showtime, HBO, Epix, Stars, they're all on our service for whatever reason. So flipping through the channel on HBO, they had the Mystery of D.B. Cooper was on there. It's a documentary about the case of D.B. Cooper. I don't know if you've ever seen that. This actually is the 49th anniversary, I guess, of that, because I've been seeing like on History Channel and Discovery Channel over the last couple days a lot of just D.B. Cooper documentaries. And if you're not familiar with the story, essentially D.B. Cooper, it was an alias used by a gentleman who hijacked a plane in 1971 and got on the plane, basically told one of the stewardesses, I have a bomb on the plane. They had taken off already, or they were in the process of taking off when he did that. Ended up landing the plane, let the crew, the people off the plane, but you know, I had the crew and all that on there. And he said, I want $500,000. They gave him the money and a parachute, because he said, I wanted a parachute. They started flying again. And while they were over Washington State, he went and opened basically like the cargo hull of the plane and jumped out of the plane. And actually got away. It's the only hijacking of a plane where the person actually has gotten away with it in U.S. history. And still to this day, they don't know who it was. Now, there's been all kinds of rumors, and that's what this documentary kind of goes into. Now, I've seen a lot of these shows on History Channel and all that about who potentially D.B. Cooper is. And, you know, they go into it all. And this documentary, what kind of triggered us to want to watch it was we turned it on, and it was about 20 minutes, 25, 28 minutes in. And the woman that was on there talked about how her uncle, like, admitted to being it, went to the house, and how her father, like, knew that and told her she needed to never say anything and blah, blah, blah. So we're like, oh, wow. Like, are they actually, like, kind of revealing this? It might be a kind of a cool show. So we found it was on HBO Max. You can find it. It's called The Mystery of D.B. Cooper. And so we watched it. And essentially what the documentary is, they present you with, it's either four or five potential suspects, and it goes into each and every one of the people through the years that have kind of admitted potentially, or has it somehow kind of come out that they may be D.B. Cooper. And in the end, like, we watched that, and my wife was just like, that was completely pointless for us to watch. And it, being that we've watched so many things about it, it kind of was. But if you don't know anything about this case, and if what I just told you kind of interests you as to, like, wow, somebody getting away with it, I think it really does a great job of breaking everything down and kind of going through all the potential suspects, because multiple, like, a lot of the suspects they showed on multiple shows we've seen before have shown a couple of these people. There was like one or two new ones in there that I had never heard on some of the shows that I watched. But it's a fascinating thing. Like this idea that this guy got away with it. They actually found a bunch of the money. Kind of shredded. I know somebody came across it one time in the forest. Like, there's just all little weird mysteries involved with this case. And, you know, you think, like, obviously in today's day and age, nothing like that could really happen because, you know, I mean, I guess it could. Anybody could try to hijack a plane. But, you know, with all the things we have in place since 9/11 and all that, you know, this was a day and age where you would just walk into an airport and you could throw cash up on the counter and buy a ticket and just get on the plane. No security, no nothing. So you could do whatever you wanted on there. And they even said, and I had never really seen this before, that there were a lot of times that planes were hijacked back then. Like, that was just almost like a common occurrence. And that it was even to the point where, like, a lot of the people that were hijacking were, like, Cuban nationalists that would then want the planes to fly to Cuba, and they would. And then the one pilot said, like, oh yeah, we'd go to Cuba, and then we'd get off, buy a bunch of liquor, some cigars, and, you know, eat some good meals, get back on the plane, and just fly home. And it was like just another day at the office, basically. And it was just crazy to think that was a thing, like a plane being hijacked. I mean, we think of that as just a, you know, terrible, terrible thing. But back then it almost was becoming somewhat the norm because of that lack of security. And then when D.B. Cooper happened and he was straight up asking for money and not asking to go somewhere, and kind of set to blow up the plane, that's when things got a little bit more real, I guess, at that time. But check it out. It's on HBO Max, The Mystery of D.B. Cooper. Like I said, if you've seen a lot of that stuff or kind of followed it, there's not a ton new there. But it's still just fascinating. You know, it's one of those mysteries that we have here in the States that's just an unknown. So who knows what who D.B. Cooper was. Maybe some of these people in this documentary were the man. Let's talk about this teaser that came out. And this was for the Clifford the Big Red Dog teaser. Now, I know you're probably thinking to yourself, what are we doing here? We're talking about, you know, a kid's movie. And even, you know what, I didn't even have this on here. There was even a Tom and Jerry reveal. There's a live action Tom and Jerry movie. They even had a float in the Macy's Day Parade. Well, Clifford the Big Red Dog is set to come out November 5th, 2021. Tom and Jerry, I'm not exactly sure when it is, which it still is kind of amazing to me that we're even getting teasers for movies right now, not even knowing what the state of the pandemic and everything's going to be next year. I mean, obviously we assume we're going to be, you know, kind of in the clear and people will be vaccinated and we'll be good. But why are these companies, I mean, we're so backlogged on movies right now. Why put a teaser out? Wait until, you know, we get to the situation where we know theaters are opening and you know how many theaters are going to open. I just don't understand why we're doing this, but small little teaser. They show a bunch of little teeny tiny dogs. And then of course this giant red dog. It honestly, you know, it is what it is. I don't know any of you out there, if you have kids or, you know, who watch Clifford the cartoon, or heck, even if you watched it, or, you know, if you remember those books. But I'm surprised it took them this long to do a movie like this. You know, I think that Clifford is kind of a classic book series, and, you know, it's interesting they're going to do that. But of course, it is going to be CG. I mean, you obviously have to do it with a giant dog. And I'm sure it's going to be funny. It actually is going to have, who is the actor? Oh, John Cleese. John Cleese is going to be the one that's going to give Clifford to Emily in the movie. So I think just the fact that John Cleese is going to be in it is going to be great. He seems to be kind of in his prime right now, being a little bit older as an actor. I love seeing him in things. He was great in Pet Sematary. If you haven't seen Pet Sematary, him in that was fantastic. But Jake Whitehall is going to play the uncle of Emily. And it says that here's the description of it. It says middle schooler Emily Elizabeth meets a magical animal rescuer who gives her a little red puppy she never anticipated, waking up to find a giant 10-foot hound in her small New York City apartment. While her single mom is away on business, Emily and her fun, impulsive Uncle Casey set out on an adventure in the Big Apple. So it's taking place in New York City, which is kind of cool. So I'm sure that'll lead to, you know, some fun shenanigans with a giant dog running around. Yeah, we'll see. You know, I just think it's neat that we're, you know, living in that age where we could bring these movies to life. To me, though, that almost seems like that would be like a perfect, like, Netflix or Amazon Prime movie. You know, who knows? I mean, the state of movies next year, they may end up, you know, pushing it there rather quickly, or even like an HBO Max movie. And even Tom and Jerry kind of seems to be that same way. But, you know, if these films had been in production for how long, they need to somehow try to recur some of those costs, or recoup some of those. But I don't know. We got Clifford the Big Red Dog on the way. One final thing I did want to talk about here today, like I said, not a ton going on, but this was a new announcement of kind of the direction of the X-Men by Marvel. And this is kind of cool. They put up a little teaser kind of showing what is next for the X-Men. And I think this is kind of cool how they're phrasing it. Like, at first we had House of X and Powers of X that, of course, kind of sets up the mutant nation of Krakoa. Then we had the Dawn of X. Currently, we've been going through X of Swords, which is kind of just this weird, what do you want, I don't know if you want to call it like a tournament or something they've been doing. But next is the Reign of X. So the X-Men kind of reigning over the world, which I think is kind of cool. I'll be honest, I'm not completely up on a lot of those X-Men books, but now seems like it might be the perfect time with Black Friday being here. And heck, not even that. I mean, with Marvel Unlimited, I mean, now we're only 3 months behind. It seems like you could probably catch up pretty quick. On the image, C.B. Cebulski, who is the editor-in-chief of Marvel, said everything on that image was included for a reason and will have a heart-pounding payoff in the near future for our favorite Krakoans. And yeah, a lot of things going on. I mean, you see Wolverine like with his eye patch on, so classic Wolverine there. You see the villain Arcade in there. You know, you see Jean and Cyclops on there. You see Nightcrawler reading a book, so I don't know what's happening there. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be cool. It's starting in December, so starting very soon. So, you know, Chris and I remember always talking about the X-Men, and now might be a perfect time, I think, to kind of jump in there and just see, you know, see what's going to be happening here. I really liked the summer event. I thought was kind of good, you know, kind of bringing the X-Men into that with the X-Men and the Avengers. So I did kind of catch up a little bit with X-Men kind of through some of that. But I haven't been reading kind of the standalone books. So I definitely want to jump over to that. But that's starting soon. So it doesn't give exact dates. But like I said, it says here in early December. So I'm sure the next round of books coming out will be all just headed towards this. Well, that's going to do it for me, guys. Like I said here, not a ton going on. I mean, I definitely wanted to get one out to you guys here today. Go take advantage of any of those Black Friday deals. Like I said, I know Comixology always has some killer deals. I know even Marvel themselves probably do. So if you're looking to kind of catch up on either those X-Men books or any comic books, definitely go in there and check that out. Marvel Unlimited, I believe what I saw yesterday, and I tried doing it yesterday, of course, I think it was just for Black Friday. It said to use promo code HOLIDAY. I don't know what that's going to save you, though. So check it out. Maybe usually they give you, I think, a 7-day free trial. Maybe it's going to give you like a 30-day free trial or even give you like a free couple months. I'm not sure. But if you haven't checked out Marvel Unlimited, you know, I'm not sponsored by that show. But, you know, now may be a good time to kind of jump in there and read through some of those books you've been wanting to read. I've actually gone back now after playing a bunch of Miles and kind of reading back through that original Unlimited run. And it's just awesome. Like that story is just fantastic with, you know, his uncle and with Aaron Davis and his father. It's such a great run. Brian Michael Bendis in that just nailed it with that. All right, everybody. Well, again, big thanks to GamerGoo for continuing to support the show. Head on over to GamerGoo.com. You can find that information down below. Later on next week, we will be releasing the Patreon episode. We did put that out this week to patrons, so they are enjoying that. Right now, so if you do want to become a patron, you can find that information down below. And of course, don't forget you can always follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc, or of course you can email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So until Monday, guys, have a great weekend, and until then, we'll catch you next time.